Let's go ahead and bring in Shawnee now from Albuquerque.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I think the Affordable Care Act is an excuse. The real agenda of this so-called Tea Party, Treason Party, Hater Party, whatever term you want to use for them, is that the president's skin color is not the same as theirs. They went to Washington to destroy President Obama, and this is the way they're going to try to do it. They don't care if people have insurance or not. They don't care if poor people have medical care or not.
Well, you know, and Shawnee, I've certainly read that this is what we can boil everything down to, and it would, I suppose it would be a sad commentary, but is that, that's in fact what you're saying, that this all boils down to that?
That is 90% of it. That's what the whole Tea Party seems to be about, is we hate this president.
Michael, what are you hearing in Washington, D.C.? Can we boil things down to this level?
Well, I really try to avoid, simplifying things to that effect. I mean, I'm sure that, you know, among Americans, there are those who have a problem with the president's skin color. You know, you certainly never hear that voiced publicly in Washington. Obviously, there'd be political suicide to say something like that. And I think for the majority of people, the vast majority of people in Congress have philosophical differences with this president, you know, not personal hatred or racism. Again, I'm sure that there are Americans who, you know, that's their problem. But, you know, I think the big problem with people here in Washington is philosophical, and it's about priorities and budgets and where we're going to spend our money.
On a similar vein, I mean, it wasn't that long ago when George W. Bush was president, and he didn't have to go very far to hear people on the left call. You know, it's very common, you know, to hear and see protests where it was Bush Hitler was often
right.
used. There were lots of people on the left, lots of websites on the left that referred to George W. Bush as a chimp. So,
right.
I mean, I think that's an unfortunate, and we touched on it earlier in the show, that's what happens when you've got an internet age where people can I'm writing a column in the Santa Fe New Mexican this weekend, and one of the things I say is that right now your ID is just one click away, and you can hide behind an avatar or a username, and so it's this instant flow of or instant reaction that people have, whether they dislike or love one side or the other.